This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day. It's Father Tom, and today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. It is the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the day of the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the day of the love of God the Father. It is today, the day made for us to worship God. To worship God. Do you know that when we kick off into glory, the only thing we'll be doing is worshiping God? We don't want it to be something that we didn't experience on the earth. We want to start now. Worship God in the name of Jesus. That's what we're called to do. We're called to be worshipers. Worshipers. A lot of people are worshipers. Everyone's a worshiper. I tell you, some people worship money. Other people worship things. Other people worship their children. Other people worship whatever. We all look for something to worship instead of God. Now, I think we need to care for our children. I think we need to love our children, even unto death, if we have to die for them. But my worship goes to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe that. I believe that, and I know that. Who are you worshiping today? What are you worshiping today? Are you a warrior? Well, you've been worshiping worry. You have. I used to be a warrior. I cashed it in for a kindergarten experience of faith. Believe God and let the worries stay with Jesus. Nail them to the cross and let the worries stay with Jesus. I used to be a warrior. I would worry about this. I have an exam to take. I would worry about how I'm going to study. And after I study, how am I going to fill out the test? A warrior. I cast in my worry for a kindergarten's degree in faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I am not worrying. How do we pay our bills? I don't worry about that. God provides them. I preach, God provides. If I preach under the anointing, God provides. That's the whole thing. People say, Father Tom, what if God doesn't supply? Well, he has supplied for 41 years, and I believe he's going to continue as long as I proclaim his wonderful Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, as long as I proclaim Jesus. That's why I was born, to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ, the life, the truth, and the way. The way, the truth, and the life. Now, today, we have a guest. His name, Tom, just like mine. Tom, which means twin. Tom Harvey. And I'm glad to have you on the phone with me, Mr. Harvey. How are you today? Oh, not a word is being said. He's a contemplative. I guess he's not on the phone. But you know what? I'll just continue. Who are you worshiping today? What are you worshiping him today? You have a new car. Congratulations. You don't worship it, though. Use it to bring blessings to yourself and to your family. Is Tom on the telephone with me?
Yes. Hi, Father.
How are you, Tom Harvey?
Very good. How are you, Father?
I'm great today. Because the Lord is still on his throne, and he hears and answers prayer. I'm great, no matter what I feel. God is still on his throne, and he hears and answers prayer. Tom, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about the petition that I filed with the Attorney General's office to amend the state constitution to take the initial step to stop taxpayer-funded abortions in Massachusetts. So
we're paying for people to have abortions in our taxes.
Yeah.
I pay to have people abort their children. That you, if you get a salary, you're paying too. You're paying to have children killed. I'm paying to have children killed and to ruin women. I'm paying it, and you're paying it too. And we've got to do something to stop it.
Yeah, not only that, it's a constitutional right, you know, for abortions to be paid for. So we're trying to eliminate this as a constitutional right. It's like the first step is to get rid of it, because even if we had a pro-life legislature, which we don't, but even if we did, they couldn't do anything because, according to this 1981 Supreme Judicial Court case, it's a constitutional right to have abortions paid for by the taxpayer. So I have filed this petition with the Attorney General's office, which is the initial step. And I need to do that by August 6th, which I did. And then her job is to certify it. And I know that it will be certified because the exact same language was used in 2019 and it was certified. The proposed language is, nothing in this Constitution requires the public funding of abortion. So once it's certified, and she's got until September 3 to do that, and then it goes to the Secretary of State's office where the actual petition sheets are prepared. So that probably takes about a week. So roughly around September 9th or 10th, I should have these sheets to distribute around the state. And we need roughly 75,000 signatures, which is, you know, it's a big effort. And we've tried this in the past and came up a little short. We got like 60,000. But we need, I think it's something like 74,575, I think, to be exact. And I need prayers, first of all. I need a lot of volunteers. I need funding for signs and pushcards, et cetera. So we hope we can do it this time. I'm very optimistic that we can, because I've already got lined up a lot of volunteers just like in past years, but you always could use more.
So we're going to talk about this in a minute. Abortion kills a child. Abortion destroys a woman. The woman carries that until she is forgiven by the blood of Jesus. But if she's not forgiven, she's always remembering what she did. Not consciously, maybe, but unconsciously. And it's time for us to help women. Oh, yes. Women who have aborted. We want to help them. We want to bring them to Jesus. We want to allow forgiveness to come into their hearts, for they will see their child one day after they close their eyes and their heart stops beating. That child, I believe, and it's my belief, that child that was aborted is with the Lord Jesus Christ. They will see that child when they close their eyes for the final time. I know it to be true in my heart. I believe it to be true in my heart. We love Jesus. Jesus loves that woman that aborted. Oh, he never stopped loving her, even as she walked up those steps to destroy her child. Jesus never stopped loving her. As she came down the steps, Jesus was there to continue to love her and to bring her to forgiveness. I tell you, we need to know that abortion kills a child and destroys part of the woman's being. You cannot kill your own child without something in you that knows it and that is hurt and that is wounded because of it. Many times people hide it. Oh, they overeat. Oh, they may overdrink. Oh, they may be athletic, trying to hide from the fact of what they did. The best thing is to face it with the Lord Jesus Christ. Not alone, never alone, that with Jesus you look at what you did, and that with Jesus you go to confession and repent. Your child, I believe, is in and with Jesus. You will see that child if and when you go to heaven. How do I get to heaven? I surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. He forgives my sin. I go to confession. He forgives my sin. I make him, the Lord Jesus, Lord of my life, Savior of my life. I make him all that he wants to be. That's all I am, is a creature who is under the power of the Holy Spirit, a creature who is under the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. What about you? What about you? Whose power are you under today? Mine is Jesus. You must be under some power. Your goods, oh, they're going to rot. Your automobile, oh, they're going to stop running. Your children, they're going to grow up. Where is your heart? Where is your heart? My heart is with the Lord Jesus. Even, I don't feel it, but I know it. I know it. I have no one else but Jesus. My heart is with him. When I go to bed, I'm with him. When I wake up, I'm with him. When I look at the day, I'm with him. He is my life. I have nothing apart from Jesus. And you, I know there's a woman who had abortions. God loves you. Oh, Jesus wants to forgive you. And he wants you to forgive yourself. Your child is waiting for you. I believe this in heaven. I believe this. No one told me. The church doesn't tell me. But I believe your child is with Jesus. And you will see that child when you take your last breath. Give your life to Christ today. Give your life to Jesus today. Confess your sins. Get rid of them. Don't let them torment you any longer. Get rid of those sins. The sin of abortion. The sin of being sold out to the world. Get rid of it. Go to confession. Surrender your life to Jesus. Tell us, Tom. Tell us, Tom, what you've been doing all these years.
Well, I've tried this effort in the past in 2017 and 2019. Again, came up a little bit short on the numbers. Got a lot of people signed up, but not quite enough. But this year, my list is bigger. I think I'm got more great volunteers, more organizations. So this year, I think I can finally get the required number. We have from early September to November 19, which is the cutoff date, to collect these signatures and submit them to the local clerk's offices. And even though this is, a heavily Democrat state, this effort is possible to make some progress in this state, because we don't need the governor's signature on this. We don't need half the legislature. We just need one quarter of them to vote to advance this measure. So the first step is getting these signatures. Then it goes to the legislature, and we need to get a quarter of them to advance it. There's 200 legislators. We need to get 50 to vote in favor. We have to go to the next elected legislature and again get one quarter, and then it goes on the ballot and a majority vote. And that's targeted for the year 2028. So to amend the Constitution is not easy. It's a long process, but we're going after it. We think we can, succeed in this state to make progress in the pro-life cause. So that's what we're looking at.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
If I sign this, what does this say that I'm signing?
The petition, we haven't, the Attorney General finalized the language, but it's going to be a derivative of this language, which is nothing in this Constitution requires the public funding of abortion. So that's the gist of the measure. So we're making it so it's no longer a constitutional right in Massachusetts, which it has been since 1981. since this Supreme Court, Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts ruled that under the state constitution, unlike the federal constitution, but under the state constitution, it's a fundamental right and must be paid for, the sum of it must be paid for by the taxpayer. And this is so even though the word abortion is not even in the constitution. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much judicial legislation, you know, that the legislature didn't pass this. It was just a sort of court-imposed ruling. And we've been living with that ever since 1981. So it's about time, with 44 years, it's about time to change it.
Amen. You mean now I get a salary every month. Every month I get a salary. Not a lot, but enough to live on and enough to give away some. Now, some of my salary that I pay in taxes goes to kill children.
Yes.
I don't want that to happen. Yes. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough that we have to tolerate the killing of unborn babies in this state, but we now have to pay for it on top of it. You know, that's the thing. Really, really troublesome. You know, and this is a necessary step to remove this so that someday when the legislature in Massachusetts is pro-life, it can actually do something. But I think that this court decision from 1981 has sort of taken the issue away. No one even talks about it. I don't think anyone even realizes it. A lot of people don't realize that their tax dollars at the state level are paying for abortion. It's not the case for the federal. The federal money, for the most part, has never paid for abortion because of the so-called Hyde Amendment. But it's different at the state level, where we have been paying for abortion.
So I pay taxes to Massachusetts every single month. I pay taxes. Some of that tax money goes to kill children.
Yeah.
Maim women. Break women's hearts. Some of that money goes. And what are we doing about it? Well, you know. No. What are we doing about it? It's something we've got to do about. We're paying to have women destroyed, and we're paying to kill God's children. What am I going to do about it? There's something that everyone can do. Name some things, Tom, that we can do to stop this, or to at least let it come down in numbers. What are we supposed to do?
Well, you're right, Father. There's a lot of pro-life people in this state, but they really have been, I think, kind of frustrated and not knowing what to do. Well, here is an opportunity to do something to battle against the abortion. And what they can do is volunteer in this effort, sign the petition, and also volunteer and collect signatures. You know, we needing 75,000 signatures is a lot of signatures. And like I said before, we've come up short in the past. But if we can increase the numbers of volunteers, we'll go a long way to success this time. And they can contact me at tom@stoptaxpayerabortion.org or go to the website and sign up. And the website is www.stoptaxpayerabortion.org. So let me repeat that.
I want you to repeat that. www. What else?
stoptaxpayerabortion.org.
Do it again. www.stoptaxpayerabortion.org. One more time.
Okay.
www.stoptaxpayerabortion.org.
And that's the website. And, you know, there's plenty of information on there about this whole effort with the background and what we're trying to do. So, and there's a place there to sign up as a volunteer or at least a contact.
I'm a diocesan priest. I get a salary every month. Some people would say it's not much. It's plenty for me. But some of that salary goes to kill children. That's just a fact. Some of that salary before taxes, during taxes, I mean, goes to kill children. That's against the law of my heart. That's against the commandments of God. That's against what I would want to do with my taxes, to kill children and to hurt women. Because I'm going to tell you, When a woman has an abortion, her being knows she did something that is not, it's not something that she, her being knows that she did something wrong. And many times she covers it with other things, not to face it. Something's wrong, and the wrong thing was, I had an abortion. But the right thing is, God wants to forgive you. Today, not tomorrow. God wants to forgive you. He wants to give you new life. I know women that have had abortions. You want to know what they do now? They're in front of the abortion mills, praying for women so that they won't go in. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? What they're doing is so wonderful. They are women who had abortions. They repented. And now some of them are at Planned Parenthood praying for the women that are going in and giving them an option of not killing their child. This is amazing. This is amazing. Every day in Boston at Planned Parenthood, children are being killed. Women are being destroyed inwardly. We need to know that. We need to know that. It's a constitutional right to kill your child. How sick. A cat doesn't kill her kitties. A dog doesn't kill her puppies. But we, human beings, we've decided to make a law to kill our children. You can't do it without hurting yourself inwardly, unconsciously. Something happens to the woman, also to the man. I remember a man called me many years ago when I was in Peabody. He had a girlfriend. He wanted the baby to be saved. She was abortion-minded. He called me. What can I do? I said, you can't do anything. You can ask her. Let's talk about this. Let's see if we can bring this child to birth. What else could I do? It's in her hands. It's in her hands. She has a legal right to kill her child. So what am I going to do? You're going to at least pray for her. You're going to at least ask her, can we talk about this? That's what you can do. Don't do nothing. Don't do nothing. People are in front of those places that kill children, and they're giving the women an option to have that child. Eleanor McCullen has been a pro-lifer. I can't count the number of years. And she speaks with women, and they come to visit her. Those who have had abortions, she prays with, that God would heal them. And those who are abortion-minded, they come to her house and pour out their hearts to Eleanor. And she listens and prays. And maybe they'll change their mind. This is Eleanor McCullen. How old am I? I'm 78. How old is Eleanor? 10 years older than Father Tom. And she's doing this little pro-life work like a teenager. Like a teenager. She's doing it with all of her heart, with all of her strength, with her money, with her house. They come to her house. She feeds them. She gives them tea. They talk about it. Many times, people change their minds. I'm thinking of a couple that were going to have two children aborted. Eleanor invited them to her house. These two children are now living. They are living because Eleanor gave the man especially an option that she would help, not only before the child was born, but after the children were born. They were twins. They were going to kill twins. Eleanor promised that she would help them now and after the children were born. And did she do it? Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, Eleanor has a house on the ocean. And this family who wanted to kill their children have two kids. And they go to Eleanor's house on vacation to sit by the water, to swim and to dance, and to do anything for 2 weeks. Eleanor is not only a pro-lifer. Eleanor is behind her words with her life, with her life. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season. Oh.